Hallelujah. Go ahead and whisper that name. The name that is above every other name. Majestic, mighty, powerful. Shabalakosiataba. Lift up your hands. Bless the name of the Lord. King of kings. Lord of lords. Captain of our salvation. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. All around the world, lift your hands, lift your voices, and begin to bless the name of the Lord. The light in the darkness. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Nat, thank you. Thank you so much for this prophetic platform, speaking healings, miracles, salvation across the globe. And it's my honor to be part of this. It's morning here in Nigeria, so it's my honor to be part of this. And now I want you to invite everyone. Shortly, I'm going to be praying for the sick. I'm going to be praying for those who have been oppressed. We want to declare jubilee over someone. We want to declare a release over someone in the name of Jesus Christ. And I hope that in the name of Jesus, one of the graces that will be released here this morning is the grace called favor. That it will speak evidently in the life of God's people. But allow me for a few minutes to just share with you just one secret, and then I speak over your life and we pray. May I request that you please be attentive. Now, the kingdom of God is a compendium of infinite possibilities. That means when it has to do with the dealings of God with men, there are no limits. And believe me when I say this, there are no limits to how far the power, the wisdom, and the grace of God can be revealed in the life of the believer. The Bible is full of miraculous manifestations of his power. In fact, the entire Bible is his manifesto, revealing how far he can go. Is it the parting of the Red Sea, the healing of the lepers, the raising of the dead? There is absolutely nothing he cannot do. This is true. However, you need to realize that behind every possibility and every result that we desire, there is a mystery that connects it. Say mysteries. Now, in the kingdom, a mystery is not just something that is hidden and should not be known. It's the name given to a modus operandi that is only privy to those who are in the kingdom. Matthew 13 and verse 11, Jesus was teaching and he says, "It has been given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven." In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul began to teach, when we get to verse 6, he calls it the hidden wisdom of God, which God had ordained for our glory. Hallelujah. Yes, the hidden wisdom of God. That means connecting every result, the healings, the miracles, everywhere you see a supernatural manifestation of the power of God, whether it is in the area of healing, the area of finances, restoration, liftings, the change of story, turnaround, regardless the outcome. I can tell you that behind every extraordinary manifestation of the power of God is a mystery that has been understood and engaged. Are we together now? We desire several kinds of outcome. For some, deliverance. For some, healing. For some, a change of story. Perhaps someone like Jabez is watching and saying, "Lord, change my name. Change my name. Take away this reproach from my life." I can tell you that the Bible says, "He that cometh unto God must come believing, number one, that he exists. And then number two, that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Hallelujah. So it's important for you to have it at the back of your mind that as far as your desires are concerned, God is able to do. Ephesians 3:20, it says God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. But, it is important for you to understand the mysteries, the hidden wisdom of God that is allocated to deliver that outcome. You see, behind, here's how it works. Behind every miraculous manifestation of God is his power. The power of God is the principal sponsor of these possibilities we enjoy in the kingdom. But the power of God was only designed to be released when the mysteries connecting the miracle are engaged. Just because the power of God is available does not mean it will become effectual in the life of the believer. The Bible says while Jesus taught, the power of God was present to heal, but no one was healed. It was present, but it did not manifest healing until a mystery was engaged. And in this case, the mystery that connects healing is, number one, the hearing of faith. The power for healing cannot be made manifest until there is the hearing of faith. Then there is an action of obedience. These are the forces that control the release of healing. For prosperity, for instance, the Bible says there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. So the power of God for increase can hover around a person for a long time, and yet he may never experience the blessings of that power. The Spirit of God hovered around the face of the waters, Genesis 1:2, but there was no manifestation. He was waiting for a mystery to be engaged. In this case, the power of the spoken word. Verse 3 says, and God said, light be. Immediately, the Holy Ghost made that which was said to be made manifest. So you can be around an environment where the power of God is richly present, but it depends on your understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom. We have many mysteries in the kingdom. I'll give you an example. Number one, it does not make sense to just turn around like a fool, but it is a mystery. That's what the nation of Israel, a whole nation, did that in the presence of Jericho to bring it down. They didn't just go around, they were turning around. How about the mystery of a dance? How about the mystery of singing? It says, let the high praise of God be upon their lips and a double-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance upon their kings, their nobles, to bind them with fetters of iron. Are we together now? These are mysteries. Giving is a mystery. Praise is a mystery. Agreement is a mystery. Worshiping at midnight is a mystery. The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas, why did they have to wait until midnight? Hallelujah. Because in the economy of heaven, night comes before day. Night is the time for birthing and creation. Day is the time for manifestation. Are we together now? So in God's economy, you don't say good morning in the morning. That's already too late. It starts right from night. Are we together now? So connecting every outcome, including that which you will be receiving. Pastor Nat has through the days led us through several sessions of praise and worship. And you see, the Bible tells us that God's ways are not our ways. So when it has to do with the things of the Spirit, you will have to become childlike. It may not make sense. How do you tell an adult, come, walk on water? And the Bible says he took that step of faith. And he began to walk on water. How about a man who was born blind, and then he looks at him and puts mud on his eyes and says, find your way to a pool called Siloam. How do you tell a blind man to go to Siloam to wash? God's ways are not our ways. I'm saying that because I came here with a burden in my heart. I'm going to be praying for several kinds of people, but then two cases. Number one is this issue of infirmity and every kind of sickness that has plagued God's people. The Lord placed this in my heart. It's time to declare jubilee over someone's body. People who have been bound, we have believers. I want you to agree with me in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says a time will come when the saints, the angel will announce with the blast of the trumpet, and something will happen to the bodies of men, that when the trumpet sounds, the state of their bodies will change immediately, and death and its limitations will have no power over their bodies. There is a sound in the spirit that can bring vitality to the bodies of men, that someone once sick left for dead. Perhaps someone is connecting from a hospital right now with cancer, HIV, diabetes, lupus, all kinds of satanic manifestations. I bring you good news this morning. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. It says he went about doing good and healing all. They that were oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. And then number two, the area of favor, especially favor as it manifests in the area of finances. Can I tell you, it is important for God's people to experience the blessing of the Lord in their lives. Because every time there is lack and limitation, Israel will always go to Egypt for help. The only reason Israel goes to Egypt is because of hunger. Genesis 42 and verse 2. The Bible tells us that Jacob gathered his sons together and said, I heard that there is corn in Egypt. The corn is not the problem. The location is the problem. There is corn, but the only location is Egypt. But because we are hungry, gather yourselves and go to Egypt. And that's where they stayed until they remained slaves. Every time there is hunger, Israel will go to Egypt in search for bread. So when we minister the power of God in the area of finances, this is not just fueling lust. By the grace of God, the church has come into a state of maturity where we understand the purpose of prosperity, that it empowers us to, number one, live responsible kingdom lives, and then number two, to drive the agenda of the kingdom to fruition. Are we together now? And so I want you to call everybody you know and tell them a prophetic word is about to come. Listen, I can tell you, the Bible says, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. It says, believe his prophet, so shall you prosper. Do not make the mistake of the man whom the king leans upon his shoulder. He told Elisha, he said, even if God would do this, will this really happen? And he says, you shall see it, but you shall not partake of it. Can I lead you to prayer? Say, Father. Father. One more time. Say, Father. Father. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I decree and declare that my spirit is open. My heart is receptive. I am ready to receive. Go ahead and pray in 1 minute. Pray from the depth of your heart. From America to Europe. From Asia to Africa. Every nation, every state in Nigeria. Go ahead and begin to pray as you open your heart to receive. Shabrekete parakotos koto prende keperekusa. Is someone praying? Is someone praying? Mighty God. Shaleke pakatos kata prende kepelekatosa. Someone pray. An end comes to this infirmity. An end comes to this shame and this reproach. In the name of Jesus Christ. For in Jesus' name we pray. Now, I just feel stirred in my heart to give you 3 reasons why the saints need to produce results. You need to understand that the Bible calls us salt and light. Matthew chapter 5, when you read from verse 13 down to 16, it says, ye are the salt of the earth. Then it now says, you are the light of the world. It ends in verse 16 by saying, let your light so shine. Say, so shine. So shine. It never said to just shine. It says, so shine. The extent of that illumination, that men will see your good deeds and then glorify your Father who is in heaven. In John chapter 15 and verse 8, when you read, the Bible says, herein is our Father glorified. Herein is our Father glorified. When ye bear much fruit. Say much fruit. When ye bear much fruit. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. Your Bible, my Bible says we are his workmanship. Hallelujah. Created in Christ Jesus. It says, unto good works, which God had before ordained. ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 3 and verse 10, it says, to the intent that now unto principalities and powers might be made known by the church, it says, the manifold wisdom of God. So when your life and my life begins to command a level of extraordinary supernatural results, that your results are evangelists. There is a sermon only results can preach. Are we together now? And there is a desperate audience waiting for that sermon to see that God can lift, to see that God can bless, to see that God can make a barren woman become a joyful mother of children, to see that God can raise the dead, to see that God can heal the sick, that God can turn a man's life around, even as it's about to happen to someone right now, that whilst you are sitting in your couch following by faith, releasing your faith, that in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the Father of spirits can manipulate the spirits of men and cause them to favor you and to cause them to lift you. Do you believe this? The power of God is strong in this place, available to heal, available to deliver, available to bless. Listen, let me tell you, the end time church is not a weak church. The end time church that will cause his glory to be revealed in a manifested way, in a rich dimension, is not a weak church. God has brought us the mysteries of the kingdom that controls extraordinary results. One of it is such that you have experienced through this hallelujah challenge. The blowing of the trumpet, shouting in the spirit, turning around, the mystery of a dance. Even a prophet's head went because someone danced. That a lady danced away the head of a prophet. That a lady danced to a point that the king, without consultation, said, "What do I give you?" He was willing to give a little girl half of his kingdom. Kings were not fools, but a dance did something to him. Is someone learning? So we're about to pray, and as I begin to pray, I'm going to ask my dear friend and brother Pastor Nat to help me blast this trumpet. Listen, as that trumpet, when you hear the sound of that trumpet, I want you to begin to open up your heart to receive. I will speak the healing power of Jesus. There are people who have been oppressed. There are all kinds of yokes and all kinds of satanic bondages that have tied men, tied families, that they cannot rise. He said, "Son of man, what do you see?" And he said, "Four horns." He says, "These horns have, these are the horns that have tied down Judah and Jerusalem and Israel. Tied them down." He said, "But I have sent four carpenters. And these carpenters have an assignment to terrorize those horns." There are families where no one has risen. You rise and you go down because there are forces connected to the earth that have tied you down. We are about to make declarations by the Spirit. I told you the power of God is released when the mysteries of the kingdom are engaged. Hallelujah. And these sounds that you hear are no ordinary sounds. It's not just a sound that is coming from one with musical prowess. It's coming from the depth of the spirit, and it is a sound the devil understands. We want to rattle the gate of hell right now. And in the name of Jesus, that those that have been bound, regardless how many years, for some it's a decade, for some many decades, for some you have been tied down, you're crying and say, "Lord, can salvation come?" Hallelujah, God has brought you to a point tonight where you are going to be experiencing the power of God. Hallelujah. So lay your hands right now. I want to pray for you. You're sick in your body, or you are standing in for someone. If you're following me from a hospital, lay your hands on that patient. Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't doubt. Remember, I told you the mystery that connects to the healing anointing is the hearing of faith, and then the action of obedience. The hearing of faith. You have heard the word that God is mighty. You have heard the word that God is healer. You have heard the word that he is all powerful. El Shaddai, the multi-breasted one. Able to heal. Able to lift. Able to bless. Go ahead, lay your hands by faith. I want to speak over your life right now. As the trumpet sounds in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I stretch my hands right from this studio in the name that is above all names. Every spirit of infirmity that has bound God's people, every spirit of infirmity tying down families, tying down individuals, I come in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the eternal covenant, be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed right now. Migraine headaches, be healed. Cancer, be healed. HIV, be healed. Bone conditions, be healed. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare every blood condition be cleansed right now. Eye conditions, be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, all kinds of medical reports, I decree and declare fibroids, you die and you pass out of those bodies. Every growth, in the name of Jesus, give way right now. Give way right now. Blind eyes be opened. Deaf ears be opened. Limbs be healed. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, I decree and declare to everyone hearing, we send a sound by the Spirit. Arise from that state of despondency and despair in the name of Jesus Christ. And let me pray over every family that has been bound. You've been asking, what is the cause of our problems and our limitations? Educated but not rising, sincere but not able to see the hand of God upon your life. Can I tell you, my Bible says that God is able to pick a man from a dunghill and place him in a place of notoriety and nobility. Therefore, from the north, the south, the east and west of Nigeria, across Europe, America, in Africa and every part of the continent following this hallelujah challenge, everyone who has been bound by ancestral curses, ancient covenants, ordinances of darkness that have tied them down, I decree and declare by the blood of the eternal covenant, be released now. Be released now. Be released now. Mothers, be released now. Fathers, be released now. Children, be released now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, we stand in the spirit of Moses and we speak to every Pharaoh. You have held God's people for so long. Right now, this night, Pharaoh, let God's people go. Pharaoh, let God's people go. Pharaoh, let God's people go. Pharaohs of sickness, pharaohs of death, pharaohs of failure, let God's people go, that they may go and serve him in the name of Jesus Christ. Sing it one more time. Adonai. Go ahead, bless him. Listen, we're still going to sing this chant again. is not an ordinary song. It is a triumphant entry for someone. As you sing this song, see yourself living your yesterday with its pain and its limitation, and you are jumping in victory. The Bible says the shouts of joy and victory shall not depart from the tent of the righteous. Now please listen. I want to speak over your finances. I want you to believe that there is a grace called favor. Let me show you two scriptures. Esther chapter 2 and verse 9. This is what favor can do. Number one, the favor of God can translate to speed. The Bible says, and the maidens pleased him. Watch this. And she obtained kindness of him. Watch what happened, Pastor Nat. And he speedily gave her. You can be given too slow. And destiny is a function of time. That the maiden obtained kindness and he speedily gave her. Speedily. Speedily. Someone prophesy to yourself. Speedily. Ah, that miracle comes speedily. Is someone declaring that breakthrough comes speedily? That dimension in the spirit comes speedily. Speedily. The word of God, quick and powerful, manifesting speedily. Hallelujah. Same Esther chapter 2. And then now we read verse 15. The B part of verse 15, very quickly. The Bible says, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all. Hold on. Provided you looked upon Esther, a grace upon her would rest on you, and you would be compelled to favor her. She obtained favor in the sight of not some, all who looked upon her. Verse 17, not even the king was spared. The Bible says, and the king loved Esther more than all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than they, all the virgins now, so that he set a royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Can I give you one more scripture?
Yes, sir.
Exodus chapter 3, please, and verse 21. May I request that we read it, especially for those in the studio here. Believe it, and where you see Egyptians, put your name. Or where you see these people, really, that's where you should put your name. Are you ready? And I will give Joshua Selman favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Uh-huh. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty.
Hey!
Yes, sir. So, can you take it higher for me? We are going to just chant Adonai for a few minutes, maybe a minute or two. I don't know how you are going to sing this, but imagine a triumphant entry that you are walking out of shame to glory. You are walking out of despondency and disappointment. Are we together now? I want you to see doors open as you sing this song. I want you to see chains falling as you sing this song. Adonai, 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 Adonai. Go ahead and sing it. You're walking out of a season of shame, walking out of a season of limitation, you're walking out of a season of disappointment by the power of the Holy Ghost. Shabrakatos kete prekete, Ebrez kosh kabaratos. Oh yes, the Lord is turning away captivity in the name of Jesus, giving you a new song, taking you to a new dimension by the power of the Holy Ghost. Adonai.
Adonai, 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 hey Adonai, 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 sing, prophesy, sing, prophesy, sing, prophesy, sing, prophesy, Adonai, hey. Adonai, hey, hey. Adonai, 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 the healer, the lifter, the blesser, Habras Kote Breketamazia, deliverer, the maker, the raiser, the blesser, the opener of doors, call his name, let the devil hear you. Adonai, Adonai, hey, Adonai. Adonai, Adonai. 10 more seconds. Adonai, 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 this is a word for someone right now. Adonai, 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 hallelujah. Hear me. In one night, a nation that would not even be given straw to make bricks, when the favor of the Lord rested upon them, it was Pharaoh himself that supervised the release of all the gold of Egypt to be given to slaves. This is what the power of God can do. Can I tell you, when we prophesy prosperity upon people, we are not endorsing irresponsibility. There is a place for diligence where the Lord will establish the works of your hands. But there is an advantage we have in this kingdom. I can tell you that. The prophetic advantage is a mystery that helps men to midwife a change in seasons. That every time people are in a state of lack, a state of pain and shame, God will send a prophet. And he will bring a word. For instance, by this time tomorrow. I want to speak right now. I sense that there is an anointing on this song, Adonai. I don't know why I began to chant it in the spirit. That someone, as you are singing, God is waking you a destiny helper somewhere across the nations and placing it upon their hearts. This is not motivation, ladies and gentlemen. This is a prophetic word coming to someone here at Hallelujah Challenge that you have the faith to believe. I want to speak over your life. I know the man of God. I'm close enough to him to know that he is a testament of the favor of God. When the favor of God is not upon you, the nations will not accept you, no matter how gifted you are. It takes more than being gifted to be received by a generation. The favor of God must rest upon your life. I want to pray for someone. You have struggled, you have stretched, and the Lord asks you to connect to this Hallelujah Challenge. I want to speak over your life to that believer, Adon. That's where you get the word Adonai. He's about to rise up upon your life as a mighty, terrible one. When God stands behind a man with the weight of his jealousy, woe betides what stands before you. Hallelujah. I want you to place your hand on your head prophetically. Your head is a symbol of your glory. You just obey prophetic instructions, and I want to speak over your life.
Adonai, 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 Adonai,
sing Adonai,
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 Adonai, Adonai. This will be someone's song after tonight. The mighty one, El Shaddai, Adon, is about to rise like a mighty, terrible warrior, bringing you favor.
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai.
Sing, sing, prophesy, sing, sing, sing. Prophesy, declare, sing, sing, 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 prophesy, declare, sing. Prophesy, 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 sing, sing, prophesy, declare, sing, sing, prophesy, declare, sing, sing, prophesy, declare, sing, sing, prophesy, declare, sing, sing, prophesy. One more time, sing, sing, prophesy. Father, in the name of Jesus, I join my faith with my brother and friend Personat, speaking over the nations. By your mercy, you have placed this grace upon our lives, and it is a privilege to be conduit, transferring these possibilities through the power of the airwave. Right now, I speak over a believer desperate to encounter the favor of God, so that your life will rise to a point where it can reflect the glory of God. Right now, I decree and declare, from this studio to the ends of the earth, receive this grace called favor. Receive this grace called favor. Let it speak in your finances. Let it speak in your ministry. Let it speak in your destiny. Receive this grace called favor. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy Psalm 112. Let wealth and abundance come to your house. May God lay it in the heart of helpers to help you, to support your rising, to support your establishment. In the name of Jesus, I'm wrapping up. There is a grace for visibility. Please hear me. The Bible says, neither do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel. Pastor, now there are many gifted people, but they lack this grace for visibility. Anointed, gifted, but the nations cannot drink of the fountain within them. Because you see, you can respect yourself, but you cannot honor yourself. Hey. Honor is conferred upon you. Take thou Joshua, in whom is the spirit, he says, and lay your hand upon him. He says, and take some of your honor and place upon him, God, that the nation of Israel will hearken to my him. God. If that grace is not upon you, the nations will not hear you. There is a preacher watching. There is a psalmist watching. There are songs locked up within your spirit that will serve as ladders. It will help the saints to ascend. But that grace is not upon your life. We want to stand in agreement and release someone. Maybe in a place where no one knows. You are just watching from the quietness of your room or your prayer altar. Here comes the grace that announces you for his glory. In the name that is above all names. Is someone ready to receive? Right from where you are, whether you are in Lagos, Ibadan, Abuja, Maiduguri, or you are in Ghana, Kenya, Malawi, any part of the globe, America, UK, wherever, in the name that is above all names, may this grace that announces men and causes a generation to hearken to the voice of the Lord and his grace upon your life, may that anointing rest upon you now. May that anointing rest upon you now. Upon a business person, let it rest. Upon a pastor, let it rest. Upon a prophetic psalmist, let it rest. Upon a career person, let it rest. Upon a supposedly nobody, let it rest. In the name of Jesus Christ. The final prayer, and then I'm done. There is a grace that preserves a man's testimony and preserves your impact. You see, longevity of impact is something that very few people have. My Bible says, better is the end of a thing.
Hallelujah.
Our world is full of people who were once up, were once great, were once voices, whether in ministry, in business, and there are mysterious powers that only fight men when they are visible. When you are not visible, they have no business disturbing you. When the devil came to tempt Jesus, he said, upon that elevated mountain in the temple, fall down, for he shall keep his angels charge over you. Are we together now? Yeah. There are many people. Listen, it is not enough to just receive anointings that keep you up. There is a grace that keeps. Jesus said, all that you have given me, I have kept, and none is lost except the son of perdition, and that scripture may be fulfilled. It says, but I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which is committed. God only keeps that which is committed, not that which is available. If you do not hand over your life, hand over your music ministry, hand over your word ministry to him, then it's a risk. No matter how high you are flying now, it is possible for a plane to crash from whatever altitude. But there is a hand that can lift men and keep them there. Hallelujah. By this prayer, I want to use this opportunity to speak to someone. You have heard about this Jesus thing, watching from across the globe. You're hearing every time people acknowledge Jesus. You watch from this studio and you see people roll on the ground before this Jesus. Shout like madmen before this Jesus. Blow trumpets to herald this Jesus. I want you to know that Jesus is beyond a religious phenomenon. The Bible calls him the King of Kings. It calls him the Savior. Calls him Redeemer. And here's what he told Nicodemus. He said, for God did not send his son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I want to give someone an opportunity. I hope that's fine. I can go ahead. Please. I want to give someone an opportunity. Before I pray the last prayer, someone is hearing me right now. And whilst you heard Pastor Nat lead the worship so powerfully, now hearing me speak the word to you, in all you're getting, if all you get are things, you did not get much. Jesus is everything. Hallelujah. Are we together now? Yes, sir. I rather lose a miracle. I rather lose an opportunity to prosper. I rather lose an opportunity to walk in signs and wonders. But if I have Jesus, he is not just a consolation. I gained everything.
Hallelujah.
Because the Bible says in John chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, and without him was not anything made that was made. The epicenter of the believer's experience is not things, not miracles, not signs, not wonders. Jesus. And I want to lead someone, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, a young person. Perhaps you are sitting in your couch, on your bed, following perhaps, maybe whilst you are driving. And on hearing me speak, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you that now is the day of salvation. This is your moment. It's one of the reasons why God inspired this prophetic platform. Give me an opportunity by grace to lead you to Jesus, and then we release the last blessing and celebrate him. I want you to lay your hand on your chest if you're trusting the Lord to receive this gift of salvation. Don't be ashamed. No one may be there with you.
Perhaps for some, you may even be watching by way of rebroadcast. It is never too late when it has to do with Jesus. I want you to lay your hands and repeat this prayer after me. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it again, Lord Jesus. Right now, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior, as my Lord, and as my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life from today and forever. I am a child of God. I live for Jesus all the days of my life. Now, I want you to take advantage of the Hallelujah Challenge platforms or any platform that will be made available. And I want you to let us know that you just made this decision for Jesus. You'd find a link. I see a link here. Please do well. Get that link and let's know that you have made it right with Jesus. By the way, you can send in your testimonies. I believe that mighty miracles are already happening. We want to know what Jesus is doing from across the globe. Even after this episode is over, send it. Let Pastor Nat know that God has used him and this platform to bring healing and deliverance. Are you ready for the final impartation? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that no one here will carry the testimony Ichabod. That it will never be said you were once great. It will never be said you were once relevant. It will never be said you were once at the cutting edge of God's prophetic program. The grace for consistency, receive it. The grace for longevity of impact. Ever increasing dimensions of exploits, receive that grace. And every power that fights your continuity, fighting your relevance, fighting your consistency, we command it to go down now. We command it to go down now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you one last time for everyone who is connecting, has connected, and will be hearing this even by reason of broadcast. In the name that is above all names, let every one of them testify. Amen. Let every one of them testify. Amen. And is it all right to just lend a minute? I know while he's standing, I just felt stirred up in my spirit. God bless you. I listen, Pastor Nat and his dear team, I came into the studio and I'm amazing, beautiful, lovely people. And most of you across the nations, you have no idea the kinds of sacrifice that these people have made and make every day. Right there, I want you to stretch your hands through the studio. We are going to agree. No, you don't have to kneel, my dear people. We want to pray for our friend and brother, Pastor Nat, and for these precious people who are here. We are all bowing our knees. I'm joining in the kneeling. Father, honor him. Go ahead. It's your turn to pray now. It's your turn to pray for him. He's prayed for you. He blew the trumpet, pouring out his spirit. Is someone praying? Someone in Lagos should be praying. A man of God watching should be praying. Perhaps a father of faith, from the depth of your experience with God, can you release a blessing upon a son and a vessel? Perhaps someone who has been inspired by his life, can you release a blessing upon your father and mentor? Someone pray. Pray for his family. Pray for his children. Pray for every vessel here that constitutes this Hallelujah Challenge team. Go ahead. Lord, keep them. Bless them. Honor them. They do not serve you for things, but Lord, bring consolations to their lives. What money can buy and what money cannot buy. Lend a minute or two of your destiny and pray. Let's pray for our precious friend and brother. Lord, honor him the more. Give him a voice that the nations will hear across the continents of the earth.
thank you for the gift of freshness upon his life. Go ahead and bless him. Pray for every precious brother and sister here in the studio. Lord, bless them. Bless their families. Bless their families. Bless their families for their sacrifices for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I didn't discuss this with Pastor Nathan. My sincere apologies. In fact, it's not something that I usually do, but I just felt stirred in my heart. And I believe there are people who are watching. I just sense it in my heart that there's someone who is saying, I truly want to give, not just to the Hallelujah Challenge, but to honor God's servant. I can tell you by the privilege of God's grace, I've worked with Pastor Nat a bit and is a man of integrity. He loves the Lord. Hallelujah. But I sense it in my heart. You see, these are kingdom principles. And as I'm saying this, I will be the first giver myself. I never preach and teach anything I do not believe. By God's grace, not everyone is a fraudster. Not everyone communicates cunningly, devised fables. God has helped us to handle the word of truth with integrity and truth. But I can tell you this. There is an anointing upon this man. And one of the ways that we tap into anointings is through honor, even through giving. Are we together? Yes. I know that the concept of giving has been abused, unfortunately. People have been manipulated and taken advantage of. But let me tell you this. I know that you give to the Hallelujah Challenge, but I am asking you, beyond the Hallelujah Challenge, I want us together as a global family to bless this man of God, to sow into his life and let him know that we love him. Let him know we appreciate him as being a gift to the nations. He's a blessed man and God has helped him. But I want you to know that it pays for many who have been desiring to rise to this level of the anointing. Here is your opportunity to be part of this. May I humbly request, if it's possible, please, if we can have his details. I don't know if that will be allowed. On my own plea, Pastor Nat, please. Do this. I'm talking as a man of God and as a friend and as a brother. Please. I know. Okay. So they'll put it on the website. I know why I'm saying what I'm saying. Listen, we're getting to a point in our walk of faith where we do not become insensitive to appreciating and blessing people. Many of you connect week in, week out, and some of these precious people, sometimes they are here right from evening and up until the morning. Believers must learn to be responsible people, and they must learn to say thank you to Jesus and to vessels that are people of integrity. When a man of God demonstrates character, integrity, and wholesomeness, we must be a generation that embraces our own. We appreciate them and we motivate them to serve Jesus more. Are we together? So there is some businessman watching. There is some company executive watching. I'm speaking to you unashamedly as a child of God, a responsible one at that. I want us to be part of this, to say, Pastor Nat, thank you for bringing sounds that have brought deliverance. It is only when we get to heaven we'll see the extent of the impact. Songs that have brought people from darkness to light. Songs that have brought people from sickness to health. Nameless, faceless, millions and perhaps billions of people across the earth. His songs have literally become the ladders that people use for worship. How could we be this careless with a gift that God has so blessed? So I'm proposing to everyone who has followed tonight's challenge, do not end this by just shutting down and going away. Make sure that you make a generous gift and a seed from the depth of your heart, not because of necessity, to say, Pastor Nat, I love you and thank you for the labor in the spirit. Thank your wife for the sacrifices that people may never know that she makes. Thank your children for the sacrifices. We want to say thank you. And Pastor Nat, thank you. I join all who love you sincerely to say thank you for being a gift to the body of Christ. Thank you for the honor to have brought the word. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord increase you in Jesus' name. Please, I want you to